Chapter 7
Sugar Cube Cornered.
Sugar Cube Corner was bustling with ponies. Sugar rush hour always took place right after the Ponyville schoolhouse was released for the day. And sure enough, the fillies and colts were lined up straight out the door for their afternoon sweet treats. Applejack, Rarity, Twilight Sparkle, and Rainbow Dash all had their spoons at the ready when Pinkie Pie set the gigantic banana split down on the table in front of Fluttershy.
There you go, Fluttershy,
Pinkie Pie sing-songed.
A triple whipped, seven flavor, quadruple whammy jammy lickety split with extra nuts and sprinkles. Oh, and a chimichurri on top. Hope this will be yummy in your tummy after that tough practice today.
Pinkie whipped out a huge neon pink spoon.
Mind if I have a taste?
Go right ahead, Pinkie Pie. Fluttershy pushed the frozen dessert over. I don't feel that hungry anyway. She lowered her sad eyes to the table. But thank you for the kind gesture. Cheer up, Fluttershy. I'm sure Angel Bunny will understand if you two don't compete, Twilight offered. She gave her friend a reassuring pat on the back. You two can just enjoy the fine furry friend's fare instead. Has he ever ridden the bunny-go-round at Winnieland?
No, but...
Fluttershy sniffed.
How will Angel Bunny know that he's the most special, most wonderful, bestest bunny a pony can have if he doesn't believe in himself to achieve his dreams? And I'm the pony who squashed them.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that, Sugar Cube, said Applejack, taking a bite of chocolate ice cream and banana. It's just a silly old contest. Then why are you competing in it, huh?
Rainbow Dash leaned in close to Applejack's face. Those two loved to challenge each other over every little thing. Applejack scoffed.
Because, unlike Fluttershy and Angel here, me and Winona are true farmers. We've been herding stock since the cows came home.
That was really great when they came home, huh?
Pinkie Pie looked pensive at the memory.
But the real question is, where were those cows?
She slammed her hoof on the table.
Does any pony know?
A huge dollop of whipped cream on her pink nose made it hard to take her seriously.
You're right, Applejack,
Fluttershy said, ignoring Pinkie and shaking her head, causing her pink mane to gently sway.
I'm not a farmer pony at all, and this is the first time I haven't been able to get a group of critters to listen to me.
She looked at her friends.
I wish that one of you could compete with Angel.
Every pony turned to Applejack with their eyebrows raised in hope.
No can do, Honeycrisp, Applejack shrugged. I'm already signed up to compete with Winona. Only one trial per pony, I'm afraid.
Rarity?
Moi?
Rarity gave a nervous laugh.
Compete in a field with livestock?
She took a dainty nibble of vanilla ice cream.
What about some pony more sporty, like Rainbow Dash? Surely she would do a much better job than me.
They all looked at Rainbow Dash.
Are you kidding me? It's an earth pony sport. I'd get disqualified right out of the gate for accidentally going super fast with my wings.
Rainbow shrugged.
Can't help it. I think Pinkie Pie here is the obvious choice. I'd love to,
shrieked Pinkie Pie, springing out of her chair like she'd been launched by a catapult. Every pony smiled. When she landed, Pinkie Pie turned to Fluttershy.
But I can't.
What?
Said all the ponies in unison.
Why not?
Rainbow Dash crossed her forelegs across her chest like she was personally offended that her great idea didn't pan out.
I'm already competing with Fluttershy's chickens in the Fine Furry Friends Fair Chicken Dance Contest,
Pinkie giggled.
I already had my chicken suit dry cleaned and everything.
Pinkie whipped out her chicken costume, which was on a wire hanger with plastic sheeting over it.
See?
Really? Elizabeth didn't even tell me,
Fluttershy lamented.
I have been so busy with the practices. My poor little chickens.
Don't worry,
Pinkie Pie assured.
They're doing great, except sometimes Henrietta can be such a drama queen, you know. Anyway, if I can't do it, that only leaves one pony.
Pinkie pointed her hoof at the purple princess, who had her mouth full of banana and strawberry ice cream.
Twilight!
The ponies all turned their attention to Twilight Sparkle, who looked around in confusion.
What?
Me?
I can't compete with Angel, Twilight explained.
I'm sorry, Fluttershy, but royals aren't allowed. It wouldn't be fair to the other contestants.
Oh, that does make sense, replied Fluttershy, slumping down.
It's okay. I understand. I'll see you all later.
She stood up and trotted over to the door, her yellow hooves gently clip-clopping against the pale green tiles.
After I break the bad news to Angel Bunny.
Rarity, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, and Twilight all felt awful as they watched their sweet, kind friend walk out the door.
Poor Fluttershy, Rarity sighed. If only there were something else we could do to help out so that she'll be comfortable in the herding competition.
Maybe there is, Twilight replied, brightening, and I think it starts with a trip to the Crystal Empire.
The ponies all started talking at once.
Fun!
Pinkie Pie squealed, jumping up and down. Suddenly, she stopped herself.
Wait, why are we going to the Crystal Empire?
If you're all in, Twilight smiled. This plan was going to be perfect. I'm going to need some help wrangling a herd of tiny ewes.